Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby the Tobinator Harris. I'm so tired.
All I've got to say is let's finish the podcast there. Because as my mum said, if you've got nothing good to say, don't say it at all.
I always say stuff that I'm not
proud of
saying, yeah. Always. And I find it fun.
Thinking it, you say it, don't you, big fella?
100%. 100%. And I think it's good.
Listen, all I've got to say is it was a very interesting weekend of rugby. Put it that way.
It was, put I it agree. That way.
So we've got a lot to dissect.
Oh.
But we'll start with our messages from our supporters.
We shall. You can go first.
Oh, thank you very much. This one's from Ben Zealand. Hey, boys. I hope you're enjoying all these games in your time zone. We are. I enjoyed the Scotland-New Zealand game. And of course, I'm happy with the result. But one thing stood out for me that's been bugging me for quite a while about the ABs this year. The big fella on the wing, Caleb Clark. The long and the short, I don't think he's an A-grade international player at test level yet. He would be better suited to the All Black 15. He's an incredible runner with the ball in hand. Something about unstoppable force, one of Newton's laws, but he seems to be lacking on rugby smarts. It takes to be a truly great player. So what do you reckon? Do you reckon he's got a point?
I think he's got a point, yeah. He's caught out of position quite often.
And he turns like a ship.
Oh, he turns like a cruise liner. Doesn't turn. Heck.
I think they don't use them like they should.
No, I agree. But that's the case even in the midfield. Like Lamarpe didn't use them like they should.
So I'm going to go against. And I'm going to say, Ben, you're wrong.
Oh. Right?
Now, I respect you. I like how you added in there something about Newton's law. That's right up my street.
Who's Newton?
But I'm going to say, I think you're right. I do agree. He doesn't have the best rugby smarts. He's a young guy and all those types of things. But I think you need players like Caleb Clark in your team who can bust the line, guaranteed ball over game line. And I just think the All Blacks need to use him in a more effective way more. So is it him or is it the All? Maybe it's a bit of both. So maybe. He's kind of right. He goes on to say that second try scored against Scotland, the Talia score was absolute class. Yeah. He also can't defend, he says. Seriously.
Talia?
Caleb Clark.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yes.
Big boys can't defend on the wing.
No. As I say, turn like cruise lines.
Yes. If we think about Jonah Lomu.
Yes. He could defend, couldn't he? Like, he could tackle, but not on the turn. Sometimes he put some massive hits in, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but Caleb Clark would as well. I couldn't put a massive hit in. But
no, you can't.
I can't. I'd be hit massively.
He says the real reason why Scotland lost was because of Stuart Hogg's haircut.
It is disgusting. Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Jason Styles, next one. Hello, Kiwi boys.
Yeah,
I'm reading it like a book.
Yeah, sorry, you've just left me the two big ones. Thank you.
They're not though, are they?
Well, for me, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. They're very big.
It's actually quarter past. Anyway, if you could bring five players back from the past and in their prime to help Australia right now, I'm so glad that Georgia beat Wales because it shows Georgia can possibly do well in the Six Nations.
Mm. So should we do that first one
Let's do the first one first.
Five players.
Yeah.
Dave Cambese. Okay. Stephen Larkham.
Yeah.
George Gregan.
Yes. Israel Folau.
Oh, yeah, good one. And I'm going to go like, we go to midfield, don't we? Need midfield. You go.
I don't think we do need midfield.
Ikita, put some hits in on the weekie, man. I'm a bit of an Ikita fan, eh?
He's a good player.
He is a good player. Right, what about John Eels in the second row?
Yeah, you need a kicker.
Nah, he's not a kicker, is he?
He is. Bring back a forwards kicker. Come
all
on.
I've got to.
Got to.
All I've got to say is anyone who has tape around their ears should not be kicking the ball.
And tape
it looks
around
wrong.
And tape around their legs.
Yeah. It just looks wrong, doesn't it?
Right. Coaches, start, bench, scrap.
Easy for me. This is so
Graham
easy.
Graham Henry.
Yeah.
Steve Hansen. Yeah. Wayne Smith.
Wayne Smith starting.
Yep.
Graham Henry off the bench.
Yep.
Steve Hansen can go get absolutely done over.
Do you not like Steve Hansen?
No, I'm not a big fan. Can you tell? I think he did all right with Steve, but, you know, he took over a great group of players. And in my opinion, he kind of finished with a right, like, you know, he just got it wrong in the end.
He did get it wrong.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
that team he put out against England.
Yeah.
If you look 6 months earlier, it was a completely different team.
Yes.
So he got selections badly wrong.
Yeah.
I think Fozzie was in his ear, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve. Oh, I think those Barrett brothers.
anyway, he goes on to say,
listen, do you
know
what?
Thank you, Toby and Damien, and spells your name wrong.
All I've got to say is, yeah, another thing that caught my eye was that the Barrett.
Well, we're not doing caught my eye yet,
I've got
man,
to say
it,
as I will forget. The Barrett brothers were stood next to each other on the weekend, right? And I think that was Fozzie, who's gone, right, lads, I'm getting under a lot of pressure here, so can you, if I pick yours, can you make sure in the lineup you stand together? Because I reckon it'll be a really good bloody look, that.
It'll get the heartstrings torn by some people.
And they'll say, yeah, those three, they can't be separated.
Right, come on, we've got work soon, man. Let's get on with it.
This is work, isn't it?
So much
fun. Damo and Toby, enjoying the pod with the new Monday time slot.
Good you are. Mm. Well done.
All 20 teams of the World Cup have now been decided. The comp, apparently, did you know this, is 1 year away. Here's the scenario.
It's a long way away, actually, isn't it?
No.
What if I'm not here next year?
You will be. You, as a duo, have the opportunity to take over head coaching or directors, or whatever you want to call it, of any team in the comp. They're yours to coach and run as you wish for the full calendar year until the end of the World Cup and maybe afterwards if you do well. They can, of course, fire you, though, if you're village.
I love that.
So he's given us a couple of, well, we can choose anyone, but he's given some scenarios here. Who do you choose? Do you choose New Zealand? You can't do any worse than Fozzie. Mm-hmm. Correct. England, lots of money. And you can sabotage.
Oh,
I like that.
I really like that.
Chile, nothing to lose.
Other than every game.
I was going to say, and nothing to win. Keep up the good work, Simon. It's a real good question, isn't it?
It is a really good question. Sabotage.
I feel like that. I feel like that. Guaranteed.
No, I reckon I want someone. Some.
Do you know what I do?
Someone like Georgia.
Do you know what I'd do?
Who?
I'd go England.
Who would you do?
Right, and I'd look for four brothers.
Just to outdo New Zealand.
I just like go to like some club. Are you guys twins? Right, you're in. You're in. A triplet's brilliant.
That's even better.
No,
Owen Farrell, you're out.
You think Georgia?
Yeah. You know, they've scalped some pretty big people lately.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be kept on.
Oh, I don't know, eh? I reckon you'd want to win it, wouldn't you?
You'd want to win it.
If you could pick any,
France,
you'd want to win it. Oh, God, that'd be good as well. Wouldn't it? I only think, the thing that I would say is, you almost want to go somewhere where if you do, like Wayne Smith. Wayne Smith took over the New Zealand women's team and he couldn't lose, could he? Do you know they got absolutely smashed?
They did. And so who would you pick then?
I'm thinking, and I know everyone gives us a bit of stick, but I'm thinking Australia.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Or the Kiwis, because, you know, at the moment, people are down.
They are down.
People are down. So there'd be a lot of pressure there with the Kiwis, wouldn't there?
A lot of pressure. And I think if you failed, you'd go.
Who do you think's gone now? It's going to be tough.
Japan.
I would go Australia and guarantee they lose. I guarantee they get knocked out. They lose every game of the...
God, you're really backing us here, Damo. Hell. Okay, right. Australia it is then.
No.
For the loss.
No, I'm saying England. I'm going England.
Oh, you're going England
to guarantee...
To sabotage.
To sabotage.
Love that. Love that.
Yeah.
I'd for the first World Cup game, I would put everyone who's in the starting lineup as a debut, as a debutant.
Yeah. Because it looks good on paper.
Looks great on paper.
I'd have a few sets of twins in there.
Media would be like, oh my God, like, what a great opportunity for these young people. That sort of stuff.
I would go in there and I'd
would you keep Mario Tojo in there?
I'd say I'm building for next World Cup.
Yeah. We're not going to win it, so I'm building.
I'm building for a 4-5 years time.
I'm looking to the future. Oh, yes, like that. Right, this one is from Way Out West, like
Way
that.
Way Out West, yeah.
Like that. Hey, lads. Looking at Rennie and Fozzie over this autumn tour, they seem to be selecting with the mindset of Super Rugby coach on a pre-season tour. Yeah, they do, actually. It's very in and out.
Shake it all
swapping,
about,
yeah.
Yeah.
Give the whole squad a run. See how we go. It infuriates me. The World Cup is not our season.
Correct.
It is. This is our season. Pick teams to win test matches. I mean, we say that every week, don't we?
He goes on to say he's tipping Australia to beat Ireland by 1 point.
Yes, he
pretty,
does.
Pretty bloody close, wasn't it?
It was. Love your work. Keep it up. Way Out West.
I absolutely agree with you. We've said this pretty much consistently, haven't we? I think back in the day, you could roll out, you know, guys off the bench. We just give them starts. You know, like Mark Talia.
Honestly.
Just give him a start.
Well, his...
He hasn't even been on the bench. Just give him a start,
his
son.
His debut was against Scotland. He scored 2 tries.
He did, but I don't care.
But then...
But my point is... He should
not a big game like that.
You shouldn't just put people on who haven't been tried and tested off the bench.
No, I agree.
It did work, but did it work at the cost of combinations, at the cost of, you know, players building for the next World Cup, which is, as we know, 12 months away? We just give guys a start. It's like, oh, do you fancy a start?
What kind of cereal did you have this morning? I've got a ticket to start, Fozzie. You're starting.
Yep. I know.
Find him in a cereal box.
Yeah.
Anyway, mate.
He's right, though.
He's right.
And I'm a big fan of Dave Rennie, but Dave Rennie, you know, he's made some pretty horrific kind of choices as well. I do think with Rennie, which is, I mean, I know I'm a little bit biased here. I don't like Fozzie. I do like Rennie. But there is a little bit more method behind the madness, which is he didn't have a squad.
No,
he
but
didn't
all,
have a squad
no.
at all. And he knows going to the World Cup, he needs
a bit of depth.
He needs to build that squad. And if you think about where he started to where he is now, he does have a number of players who have come through because he's given them goes.
Yeah.
Whereas the All Blacks have been chopped and changed and chopped and changed and chopped and changed through the last 4 years that we still don't know who our team is. I think Dave Rennie probably does know who his starting team is. You name our starting team for the if
well,
we made
I'm not
going
to do it now, am I? Come on.
No. Name
Super
our
name
our starting back line then.
Mwanga. Oh, sorry. Aaron Smith, Mwanga. I quite like Barrett at 12. I don't like Havili, you know that. Then at 13 you'd go Rico. 15 you'd go Jordan. Will Jordan. And then the wingers, it doesn't really matter. We've got pretty good wingers.
But that's not the question. The question is, you don't really have a clue, do you?
Oh, no. Who he's going to put in? Barrett's. Barrett will be at 15. Barrett will be at 12. I think he quite likes Rico at 13. But then Barrett might go to 10.
Yeah.
Mwanga might not be there. Yeah. Finlay Christie might be at 9. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Mate, Subaru. Yes. Let me get the music up. Are you ready?
Yep. So, with... Take your time, mate. So, with 1 week to go, Damo, with two games to go, this is the top four. We've got Boat Race Captain. J-Bird 007. Snow. And Keza.
Bottom four.
Bottom four. Bottom four, we've got Hank the Tank. We've got Winter Milan. I think both of them have sort of thrown in the hat. JFH10. Ruckstar.
Now, if you look up the list there, as it currently stands...
Where are you?
I'm above you.
I'm 30th. I went up 13 places this week.
Oh, so you might be above me.
Hang on, I am on 22.83.
Oh, no, I'm just ahead of you.
And you're 25.
Okay, so...
One week to go.
Coley the Poley,
right,
is just ahead of me as it stands.
Coley the Poley is not ahead of you.
He must have picked Japan to win.
He's gone down 7 places.
He picked Japan to win then. The poor lad.
No. There were a couple of really rogue picks as well. A couple of really rogue picks.
I had some rogue. I was trying to gain some serious places. So I picked, you know, Aussie to win and
stuff. Well, you stayed where you were.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that done.
You did pick Aussie to win, didn't you? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Tried to, like, you know, leapfrog a few boys.
The boys. Right. Breaking news.
Yes, mate. Breaking news.
Proudly supported by our Patreon members.
All right. Just say it all yourself.
We've
got a new one.
What?
We've got another Patreon member, haven't we?
Who?
Oh, I think Stephen.
Yes.
I think Stephen, but I might be wrong.
Right. My first one.
Thank you, anyway.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
We're gutted for him. All Blacks star facing up to 9 months on the sideline. Mm. Now, I'm really happy about this. Really happy about this.
Don't,
this is TJ
No.
He was shocking when he came on.
No, I really feel for TJ.
Yeah, I feel for him. I'm gutted that he's got an Achilles problem. I am. I am really gutted. It's not good to see someone out 9 months. That's a long
Correct.
Time.
And who's going to replace him? Finlay Christie.
No, get Weber back.
Hopefully they do.
Get Weber back. Anyway, here's the kick. I hate him because of the kick. It was a little shocking little kick over. Mm. He didn't take experience from Young's kick. Just kicked the ball away when they needed it. TJ, it was poor. Anyway.
Very, very poor.
Over to you, bud.
Now, the other thing I would say is, with TJ, the reason why I'm a bit sorry for him is because he was so good the week before coming
Yes.
off.
He was. He changed the game.
Changed the game.
Didn't change the game.
No, he did change the game. For all the wrong reasons.
Yes, you're right. Although, you can't gloss over Barrett. If he didn't get a yellow, we probably wouldn't have lost.
Interesting that. Might talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Fozzie out.
Yes.
All Blacks fans, basically me. react to the draw, which summed up their season. And this is the reason why. Ian Foster, apparently happy with the All Blacks' last-minute tactic to give the ball back to England. So let's just repaint
the
picture.
He's backing his players. If he really thinks that's right,
yeah.
He needs to be castrated. That means chopping the balls off.
I think next week, right. But, I think next week.
The rugby was good, wasn't it?
What's happened to your voice there, Fozzie? Well,
Toby said.
That's why I got it done.
He was right. No, but he's backing his player there. He's backing his players, isn't he? He is backing his players.
No, I'm not sure, eh? I think,
that was the right idea.
You kick back to them and we can defend.
The thing
Although he's... Can I just get in here?
But right. The kick should have gone deeper.
No, he shouldn't have kicked it
all. No, you're right. But he did kick it.
No.
And if he was going to kick it again, it should have been deeper. He shouldn't have kicked it at all. We should have kept it in the backs.
Yes. Now, the argument will be that, you know, it's... Well, it wasn't, was it? We had a lead at that point. Even if they got a penalty. Anyway, my point is this, is that we'd played pretty well for 70 minutes, right? Okay, I'm not saying it was perfect. 70 minutes. To then let them get that roll on that we got on, to then get the ball back, and then just to give it straight back to them, that is absolutely just...
Village. It's criminal.
So, even to back your player, I would have said, look, in hindsight, probably, maybe TJ shouldn't have done that. But we're all under pressure, and he's a great player and all that. You can back your player without saying, yeah, I think the tactic was good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So anyway, Fozzy out.
Yeah, like
Let's get rid of him.
Yep, agreed. Does Ade Sevilla not exist?
Oh, I know. I know what you're going to say.
Now, I know absolutely I'm probably agree. A bit biased, but a lot of people have been saying. He wasn't even in the lineup.
So you're talking about...
I'm talking about Player of the Year.
Player of the Year. He's not even in the final four.
Not even in the final four.
No.
What?
I know.
And you've got Johnny Sexton there again?
No, you know what? I cannot argue with that. In fact, if anything, I think he should have won the whole thing. He has been, and I am not a Johnny Sexton fan.
No,
you're
not.
This.
That's why I'm so surprised.
The last time he won that, he did not deserve it.
No, that's true.
This time,
that's true.
I think he deserved it.
Okay.
36 years old, he goes to New Zealand. When he's on the pitch, Ireland are amazing.
Yes, Ireland are a lot
better.
They
win a 3-test match series against the ABs.
But Josh van der Vleer over DuPont?
Well, Josh van der Vleer over Ardy, you know. I mean, just anyway.
I know that Ireland haven't lost for a very long time.
But neither have France. France got a perfect season.
Yes.
If they win on...
They've got one more game.
One more game. Then perfect season.
Yeah.
Six Nations champions.
I know.
And DuPont.
I know. So if they're going off results overall as a team, DuPont should have won it hands down.
Josh van der Vleer, great Irish name. you know, he's done really well. He's had
a good player.
He's had a good season.
Yes.
But, you know, I was surprised.
Has he had a great season?
I was surprised he was in the top four.
If you look at Ade Sevilla's stats, oh my God, he'll wipe the floor with everyone. I know I'm a bit biased, but a lot of people have been saying it.
Yeah, crazy. Can you know, he's been sniffing around that award for a few years as well. I reckon if you're in the ABs, you've got way less chance now.
Yeah, I agree.
People are enjoying it too much. Pivik, the big question needs to be asked about his future. Wales head coach Wayne Pivik has dodged the banter after humiliating loss to Georgia. He needs to go, doesn't he? Because I tell you the reason why he needs to go is because he's at home in the Principality Stadium playing Georgia and he picks a good team and they don't win.
I know.
You know, people fear going to Wales and playing in that stadium. And I just don't think his players have shown up. And that is the coach's fault. Because if the one thing that you would normally guarantee is that the Welsh boys are going to be up for it. And I'm really, really sorry, but they just did not look up for it. And at halftime, there was, if anything, it was worse after halftime, the halftime talk. He didn't obviously give them a rev up. Things aren't looking good. His selections have always been a bit off. What do you do? Do you ring? People are talking about getting Gatland back for a year
for the World Cup
and just steady the ship. He's not the answer. Fozzie's not the answer.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. Do they persevere with him for another year?
I think, unfortunately,
I think they will.
Unfortunately, like Fozzie, I think you have to.
Yes.
They should have binned him off earlier. The thing is, though, you look at him, he's kind of won Six Nations. You know what I mean? He's had an interesting kind of set of results. You know, he's gone to South Africa and won. You know, it is tough,
it's
isn't
a bit
it?
Like Fozzie's had some interesting results.
Yeah. Just run the
so it's a bit like, can we get rid of it? Oh, no, but he's done this.
Yeah.
What caught your eye, mate?
Wow, wheelchair rugby ref.
Yeah? Getting involved.
All I've got to say, mate, this is the best thing I've seen on TV. It must be on YouTube, people. Wheelchair Rugby League World Cup. Okay. There is a French referee and there's an English referee. And this is where it's really bizarre, right? And the final is France versus England, right? So you've got one Frenchie, one English, right, referee.
Right.
Just wait for this. So anyway, there's a controversial call that comes down. And the French referee gets overruled by the English referee.
Oh.
Yeah. And the French referee loses the plot.
Really?
He then starts cheating.
On national television? No.
Yes.
Are you joking?
Wait for this, though. Wait for this. He then, right, he starts cheating, like blatantly cheating.
Brilliant.
Right, to get his back, you know, get him. It gets so bad that at the end, he walks off pulling the bird to the crowd.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And this is on national television.
It's on national TV.
No.
Oh, now.
Did they show it on national television? Did they really? You're fibbing to me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Now, I have to admit, I didn't see the TV footage. I was listening to this on the radio driving my car. But they, you know, they were saying, so it must have been shown on TV.
Wow. That's amazing. Who won?
England won, yeah. Oh, it's a real tight.
It would have been even better if he had, cheated and won.
It sounded like a great game. It did sound like a great game. So that's my first one. So please go and watch that on YouTube. Absolutely hilarious it must be. Scotland smash Argentina.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. I picked it.
Did you? I picked Argy. So I went for the kind of... extra point. Yeah, outside. I needed some points. And 8 tries.
Yeah.
Darcy Graham.
Thrashed him.
Just, he's a good little player. Good Darcy player. Graham on the wing. Yeah, he's a good
really
player.
I don't like him, but...
I do.
Yes, I know I do.
He reminds me of the Welsh winger, Williams.
Shane Williams.
Shane Williams. You know, he's just got that ability to kind
very
of beat...
Very fast feet.
Very, very fast feet. So that was fantastic. The one before I check over to you, 2 attacking teams play boring rugby. Mm. The Ireland-Australian game, they have been great to watch all year.
13-10.
And then they play that.
Well, it was like 3-0 for ages, wasn't it?
Oh, it was absolutely. I mean, I suppose if you're Irish or...
You'd take a hard-fought win, wouldn't you? But
if you're Irish, maybe it was tense, but to a... semi-impartial, it was a terrible game of rugby. Terrible game.
Yeah.
And arguably, Australia should have won it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No.
Mate, you got another
one. Did you pick Australia to win?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You've gone rogue.
I went really rogue.
Wow. Coach of the year.
Yeah, this is great, isn't it?
Wayne Smith.
Run through the nominees.
Run through. Andy Farrell.
Yeah.
The French...
Fabien Galte.
Yeah. Simon Middleton. So Ireland, France, England women's, New Zealand women's, Wayne Smith.
And Wayne won it.
Wayne Smith won it.
I was really hoping he was going to win when I saw his name up there.
We're a little bit biased.
Andy Farrell, it's a good shout there that he'd win. And so with Fabien Galte, you can't beat
him. I mean,
he's a perfect season.
Fabien more than Andy.
Yeah. Perfect season?
Yeah.
And you still...
You still haven't won it?
You'd be gutted, wouldn't
you? You'd be absolutely beautiful.
What more do I need to do?
I will sip on my wine, have some cheese, and eat a snail.
Smithy's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I might have a beer or two.
I only did
Where's that crayfish?
I only did half a season.
Was this? Bloody hell, I only did a year. That was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Coach of the half a year. Take over the girls. Win the World Cup. I mean, arguably, Simon Middleton.
Go back to my match.
Simon Middleton, you know, the world record for most consecutive games won as well. It's not a bad shout.
It's not a bad shout.
I did tell you about the mention it last week, didn't I, about the woman who hung a jersey hung up in her garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still think about that.
Yeah.
I don't think she's got another World Cup in her either.
Oof.
So.
Sorry, Les. Right. Over to you, bud. Over to you.
Every time she sees black. Oh. Oh. Okay. The world of rugby has gone crazy. Apart from the French and their perfect season. We just saw Georgia beat Wales. We saw England come back in the last 10 minutes. And New Zealand looking good. We saw Italy beating Australia the week before. We've seen lots going on. Does this prove to you that if you're not at the top of your game, almost anyone could beat anyone?
I agree. I think that's what it is now. I think if there's some sort of slip up or you're just not quite on the eight ball, you're in doubt. You might not win.
Mm.
If you think about Australia, they didn't play that badly, but then they didn't play that well. Italy played out of their skin and they won. Same with Wales. Wales didn't play that well. Georgia played out of their skin and they won. You know? So,
you know, we're talking about Wales getting quite close to the All Blacks a couple of weeks earlier.
No, they didn't.
Well, they did, though, for a lot big parts of that game, is what my point is.
Right, okay.
You know, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Well, you think about Scotland coming very close. You think about Japan coming very close, as in New Zealand.
Yeah. And France.
If you're not on form, you
come a cropper.
You trip up.
It's that consistency, isn't it, that we seem to be lacking, well, apart from France, apart from Ireland.
Yeah.
Everyone else does not have consistency. Okay. Let's talk about the New Zealand game. Because it's worth talking about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right.
What did you think? You're watching it. What were the emotions going through as you were watching it?
Two quick tries.
You worried.
A bit like the Scottish game. During the Scottish game, I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be a thumping.
Yeah.
Scotland came back into it nicely. England didn't come back into it.
No.
At all.
No. No, they didn't, did they?
And I was like, wow.
When we got that third try that was disallowed, which
arguably.
I'm not, you know, the neck roll, he didn't even roll him.
He didn't roll him, but then Farrell was going up into him.
Yeah.
So he sort of was letting go. Anyway, if we had scored that third try, we would have won by 30 or 40 points.
Nah. But if I get your point. I get your point. They couldn't have come back.
No. But
I think England looked awful.
England were dreadful.
I thought England were absolutely dreadful. I thought New Zealand controlled the ruck incredibly well for 70 minutes. And if you look at a couple of areas where I think a lot of teams now are going to be scratching their heads when they play the All Blacks because they stopped the rolling mole.
How good was our scrum also?
Yeah, the scrum is really good now. The line-out's a bit dodged still, but that'll sort
itself out.
That was
Cody Taylor's throwing though.
Oh, God, yeah, I know.
Why did he start, by the way?
There's another one. There's another example of Fozzie.
Fozzieism.
Anyway, you've got someone who's...
Fozzism. You got TM, trademark, Fozzism.
You got someone who throws it dead straight every time.
Yeah.
And Tokiyaho.
Great ball carrier.
And you don't start him. You start good Cody Taylor, who throws about four crooked. And smiles when he does it. Oh, it's like, oh, you've been harsh on me. No, you're just useless.
you've got one job.
I thought Artie Sevier was amazing. And then, for the life of me, going in, I mean, Richie Moanga did not play well in this game. I'm a massive Richie Moanga fan. Yeah. They give him license to go and kick long. To go, you know, when he goes for touch.
Oh, how many? It was about four or five times he missed touch.
No, I don't think it was that many, but it felt like a lot. But that's like the tactic. The tactic is the All Blacks say go and kick long, but
fine touch.
Absolutely, in those moments,
you get the ball back. fine touch.
Yeah.
Oh, whether just, it's 5 meters less, 10 meters less, fine touch.
Do you know what? Like, I went.
It
through,
was criminal.
I went through all the emotions. I turned on the rugby. I was really nervous.
Same.
We got off to a good start.
Felt
a bit better. We kind of held them. We playing well. Felt great. I felt like, oh, I'm going to come in on Monday, and none of those kids are going to be able to give me any stick. They gave me stick on Friday. There's a couple of them going to the game, and I thought, oh, they're going to come back. They're going to have their heads hung low, tails between their legs, and maths on Monday's going to be fantastic.
And then Bowden Barrett got a yellow card.
And then the second half, we lost control of the ruck. Our defense that had been coming up really nicely, putting lots of pressure on them, stopped coming up. We kept giving them the ball back, which we hadn't done before. We hadn't kicked aimlessly in the first half. We started to kick aimlessly. It just was so hard to watch. Mm. Now, the funny thing is, I kind of sat there and thought, before the game started, if someone turned around to you and said, would you take a draw? What would you have said?
No.
No. But I would have thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But can we please go back? Why did Smith kick it out at the end of the game?
Marcus Smith.
Yeah.
Because they were happy with the draw.
Which is awful sportsmanship.
Well, no, it's not awful sportsmanship.
But I'm sorry. England as a nation, watching that, I got a few messages going, what on earth did he do that for?
Oh, 100%. But I don't think it's bad sportsmanship.
you agree with me. You've got a man, like, New Zealand have a man down.
I know, yeah.
Scored two really quick tries.
Three tries, wasn't it?
No, it was just two.
Was it?
Two really quick tries.
Yeah.
And then you've got the ball back.
No, it was three.
Or was it three?
It was three, yeah. They had to score three tries to draw, and they scored three.
So, three tries, you've got the ball, and you kick it out.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Oh, just, it's awful.
Yeah.
At the end of that, people were texting me going, oh, you know, oh, ho, 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 what a game that was. And I was like, no, it was an awful game. I hate rugby. I now hate rugby. I definitely hate Fozzie.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the Barrett boys, any of them. Not any even Scotty Barrett now.
Oh, really?
It's like, listen, you know, if one of yours goes, all of yours goes. Yeah. That, if that's their way of, oh, you can't drop me, so I'm not going to play if my brother's.
See you then.
Anyway. Yeah. So, no, there's no games now. There's not no way us. Of ending. It's going to be a really awful
sour
summer,
taste.
Isn't it, for the boys?
Anyway.
Listeners' questions.
Damo and Toby, enjoying the pod and the new time slot. Mate, we've already answered this question. We've already answered it.
We pick sabotage.
Easy question. Right, my question to you.
Do you think that's
Dave,
what Fozzie's doing to the All Blacks? Do you reckon he's a double
agent?
He's been
paid off. He's been paid off by Steady Eddie. That's why they look so matey. Anyway.
Oh, that's the other thing, right?
Huh?
The other thing with the game was I was looking at Steady. Steady was looking not so steady up there. No. He had sweaty bum. He stood up and, you know, down the bum cheek, there was a big line. Right? He was not sitting comfortable in his seat.
No, you're right.
And then the last 10 minutes gave him just the biggest get out of jail card.
I'm going to keep my job.
Biggest jeep get out of jail card. He was on the rack to get fired, wasn't he?
No.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway, my question to you.
Mm.
If you were playing in that game on Saturday, would you have kicked it out? If you were the captain... No, sorry, this is my question to you. If you were the captain and Marcus Smith had kicked it out, would you have gone, well done? Or would you have gone, Marcus, why have you kicked it out? Would you be honest with him?
Oh, 100%. I would not want him to kick the ball out.
No.
Because I actually think if any team was more likely to win, it was England at that moment.
I agree.
You know, I kind of understand if you're a... you're a Georgia or an Italy.
Yeah, you'd take a draw.
And you knew you had nothing left in the tank.
But also, if you were a minnow team like that, you'd take the draw.
Yeah. But they're not a minnow team.
You'd be happy with
the
draw.
You're at home in front of 80,000 fans. You've had an incredible comeback. You got all the momentum. And it wasn't even like they were in that bad a field position either.
No, they were on the 10-meter line.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like at that point.
Maybe not the 10-meter line, but close to it.
A couple of phases and then there's no way anyone from New Zealand could kick it for goal.
Yes. But then you could have been in the drop goal or penalty.
Yeah, absolutely. You could have been in that area. Yeah. So they were like, I would say at that moment when he kicks the ball out, they were 70-30 favourites to win that game for anyone to win it.
Yes.
And he kicks it out. So, yeah, no, absolutely no way. And I always play sport to win.
You know, 100%.
You don't play it. And it's not like it's a World Cup or anything for points. It's not like you're gaining, you know, a point for a draw.
But it was for pride.
Yeah.
Which is arguably
worse, yeah. Mm. Mate, my question to you. Any sport, any stadium, any event, what would it be and why? So if you could perform, let's say win.
Okay, you would get to win it.
You get to win it. What would it be and why? Good question, this, isn't it?
Very good question, I think it would have to be, for me, Wimbledon.
Oh, that's good. That is good, isn't it?
Yeah, Wimbledon, just because it's one of the classiest places to be as an athlete.
Yeah. You'd fit right in.
You're wearing white. You're not allowed anything colourful or anything like that. Like, it is really...
But you wouldn't be able to play in flip-flops.
Traditionalist. No, you're right. Flip-flop, mate. Jandals.
Jandals, sorry.
Come on.
Sorry. We're going Wimbledon.
So I think I'd go Wimbledon, you know.
See, I've got one way better than you. Way better than you.
Now, let me think what you've got. Is it America?
No.
Oh. Go on then.
Olympics.
Oh.
100-meter final.
Oh, yeah.
Fastest man on
but
earth.
But where's the stadium? What stadium?
I'm going to go...
Are you going Paris?
No, I'm going to go absolutely 100% England, London.
London?
London, when they held it at home.
What about Beijing?
At home. Being a Kiwi as well. Being a Kiwi running... Running in England.
You'd be like that French referee. Andrew Murden back in the day.
White boy as well. You know, white boy running down 100 metres, winning it. And I pick, because I think, did Usain Bolt win that one for London? Well, he didn't now, did he? It was me.
Give me your medal, boy.
But just thinking that, you know, you'd be fastest person in the world.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty special, wouldn't it? I do get it, like, 100%. Wimbledon's a great shout. The other one was Augusta, isn't it? The Masters. Oh, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl,
Quarterback in the Super Bowl.
I just don't know whether or not.
It'd be exciting.
It'd be great. I think individual sport at the top must be really satisfying, though.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you're the only one that can do it.
You didn't, yeah. If you lose, you've lost.
Yes.
If you win, you know, like we've seen before, some pretty average players have gone on to win World Cup medals.
Yes.
Just trying to think, what else would it be? Golf would be a good one. Over 3 days.
It's over, you know, 4 days.
That green jacket.
It's over 4 days, man.
Not for me, mate. I get knocked out early. yeah. There you go. Mate. I've got some guess who's for you.
Oh, yeah?
I think you'll know you'll definitely know both of these, right? So you don't have to work too hard. So I'm expecting you to get one of these pretty quickly. So, shall I start?
Yes.
So, age. Now.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I know. His age is 42.
Okay.
42 years old.
Yeah.
Height, 191, and weight, 112 kgs.
He's quite a big boy then. Quite a big boy. Is he a prop? What position does he play?
No, I can't tell you that.
Right.
He's 6'3".
Yes, 6'3" and 112
yeah. kgs.
Okay. Well, what team does he play for?
I'll give you some relatives.
Okay.
Mike Umanga, Tana Umanga are cousins. Any ideas?
How old is he?
Well, he's 42.
42.
Mm.
Umanga's.
I go through his teams.
Yeah.
Most recent team, 2008-2009, Toulon.
Oh, not who I thought then.
Before that.
Umanga's.
Ospreys.
No, not a clue.
Before that, Wellington. Hurricanes. 85 appearances, 26 points.
26?
He played for the All Blacks between 2001 and 2007.
Rodney Soyalo. That's rogue, but I don't think it is.
Now, I've kind of had to lie about one thing.
Oh.
He's not 42.
Right.
But I can't tell you why he's not 42.
Oh, okay, yeah. Colin. Jerry Collins. Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, Jerry Collins, mate. 34 when he died.
Yeah, wow.
That's such a shame, isn't it?
So young.
So young. Right, next one, mate.
Way to start my Monday off on on the right foot.
Basically, I had to tell you. Height, 204 centimetres.
It's tall.
Weight, 124 kgs.
Big.
School. Oh, so he's 31 years age.
31.
Yeah. School, Christchurch Boys High School. Any ideas?
Well, I think it might be Brody Retallick.
Do you want to go for Brody Retallick?
No, not yet. Because I think he was brought up down there, wasn't he?
I actually don't know where he was brought up. Do you want me to go through?
Yeah.
I'll give you his teams.
Okay.
Or her teams. Hawke's Bay.
Yep.
Chiefs.
Yep.
Steelers in Japan.
Brody Retallick.
100%?
Yep.
Correct, mate.
I got it straight away.
100 games on the weekend.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Didn't realise that he was that heavy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's all in his head. How ugly is he?
It's proper ugly, isn't it?
Anyway, mate, how can our supporters support us?
Just pay us, mate. Don't worry about emailing.
I don't want to hear from you. Just pay us.
Email. We love a good email.
Yeah, we
don't
love a good email.
And this show, it wouldn't be anything without the emails we get.
Agreed. We'd have nothing to chat about.
Well, absolutely, because there's not much in between our two ears, is there?
Nope.
No, just email, like, share, subscribe. And the big one is, actually, we've just been nominated, sir, for an award.
Excellent.
Yep. Guess who nominated us?
Us.
The Sports
Loving
Podcast
Award.
Loving
our work. Loving our work.
Love that. Actually, costs money as well.
Did it?
Yeah. 50 smackers. 50 smackers to nominate ourselves for an award.
That's your money, mate. Let me just count it.
Oh, there you go.
That's your money.
There you go.
20, 40. Yeah, there you go.
So that covers it. Brilliant.
That's your cut.
That's my cut.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Now I've got no money left, but there's your cut.
Anyway, mate,
yes.
As always, it's an absolute pleasure doing the show with you. Wouldn't
always
want to do it with anyone else.
Nope.
But I would. Until next time.
See you later.
Social Podcast Network.